From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. President Obama is speaking directly to Africans about the attacks in Uganda that killed at least 76 people over the weekend. He was interviewed on the South African Broadcasting Corporation, and as NPR's Ari Shapiro reports, Mr. Obama says terrorists do not regard African life as valuable.
The suicide bombings in Uganda tore through a crowd of people watching the World Cup finals. President Obama said that juxtaposition, on the one hand an Africa that is unified and modernizing, on the other hand, quote, a vision of Al-Qaeda and Al-Shabaab that is about destruction and death. He said that presents a pretty clear contrast in terms of the future that most Africans want for themselves and their children. Mr. Obama told the South African Broadcasting Corporation that terrorist groups see Africa, quote, as a potential place where you can carry out ideological battles that kill innocents without regard to long-term consequences for their short-term tactical gains. Mr. Obama's father was Kenyan, and the U.S. president remains very popular in Africa. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, The White House.
An Iranian nuclear scientist who disappeared a year ago before turning up at the Pakistani embassy in Washington is on his way back to Tehran. Shahram Amiri says in an interview that aired on Iranian state television that U.S. and Saudi agents kidnapped him while he was on a pilgrimage to Saudi Arabia last year. However, Secretary of State Hillary Clinton says Amiri was in the U.S. of his own free will. Still no word on when BP will conduct an important pressure test of the new cap. Workers are hoping will stop a damaged well from leaking oil into the Gulf. Earlier, it said it would run the test today or tomorrow. And NPR's Paul Brown reports BP is still evaluating whether a relief well it's drilling is aimed just right.
BP's senior vice president Kent Wells says the test of the cap to see if it can withstand the pressure of oil surging out of the ruptured well will go forward, but the company needs a little more time.
We just need to make sure that there's absolute clarity on this is the right test. This will give us the most information. This will minimize the risk.
Wells isn't providing much more detail as to why BP is delaying the test. He also says the company wants to make sure a relief well will hit the intended spot, especially if the cap doesn't work. The relief well drilling has come within a few yards of the leaking well. BP says it will resume only when the company can be as sure as possible that the aim is accurate. Paul Brown, NPR News.
The American 19-year-old, known as the Barefoot Bandit, has made his first appearance in a U.S. court since he was extradited from the Bahamas. Colton Harris Moore faced a judge in Miami today, charged with a number of crimes, including home robberies and plane thefts over the last 2 years. Harris Moore was picked up last week in the Bahamas, where he crash-landed a plane he allegedly stole in Indiana. Dow's down 20 points. This is NPR News. European regulators are endorsing a decision by American Airlines and two major European carriers to work together. But as Larry Miller reports from London, competitors are not happy about it at all.
The EU Commission agreed to a formal merger between British Airways and Spain's Iberia, creating Europe's third largest carrier. Regulators also gave them immunity from antitrust laws with American Airlines in their One World Alliance. This permits the airlines to share costs, coordinate pricing and schedules. The U.S. still needs to give approval. To gain European acceptance, the three airlines will give up some slots at New York's JFK and London Heathrow. The airlines will maintain their separate branding. British Airways argues closer cooperation gives passengers more choice, better connections, and lower fares. Virgin Atlantic's been fighting the three-way arrangement. Virgin Chief Richard Branson says it creates a monster monopoly, calling the EU decision shameful. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
The death toll among NATO forces in Afghanistan is mounting. At least 8 American soldiers have died in the last 24 hours in southern Afghanistan, where the U.S. has been pushing to Taliban-dominated regions. Some of the soldiers were killed in roadside bombings. Others died during a Taliban attack on police headquarters in Kandahar. About a dozen Afghan civilians and security personnel have also been killed in the past day. In the U.S., home loan applications are way down, if last week's numbers are any indication. The Mortgage Bankers Association reports demand dropped to a 13-year low. Also, fewer people chose to take advantage of near-record low mortgage rates to refinance. This is NPR.